It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More love, less hatred.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And this new year's moving right along, is it not? Going to turn around twice and dogwood trees are going to be blooming and the azaleas are going to be all beautiful and spring will be here. In fact, time is moving very, very rapidly. I remember when I was a little boy, my grandmom always used to say, boy, it just seems like time is going so fast. And the older I've gotten, the faster the time seems to go. But there just seems to be that phenomenon that time is moving faster. You know, it's going to come a time when time will be no more. That's what it says. And I don't totally comprehend what time is, other than it's something that Einstein used in his equation, and it's going to cease to be at some point of time. There'll be no more time. Well, I'd like to talk to you about one of the names of Jesus. There's a scripture that we use a lot at Christmas time. It's found in Isaiah chapter 9 with verse 6. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the word that I want to look after, the title here, is the one Wonderful. You know, many times people will come up to me and they'll say, well, how are you, Pastor? And I'll say, I'm wonderful. And the truth is, having Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and being part of his body is wonderful. And if you couple that name Wonderful with the other names that are here in verse 6, that the government shall be upon his shoulder, he will be a counselor. He's the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You could probably write a book on each and every one of those titles. But you say, well, what is so wonderful about being a Christian? What is so great about having Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Well, first off, he takes away all guilt. There's no sense of guilt. There's no sense of shame. It says, anyone that believes on him, Romans chapter 10, they'll never be shamed. There's no shame in serving the living God. He takes away all the reproach. You know, people go out, they get celebrating, they get themselves drunk, they get high, and then they wake up the next morning and they don't remember anything that they've done. And it begins to come back to them. Do you know what you did last night? And it brings shame. There's no shame in God. When you are led of the Holy Spirit, and that Spirit of God speaks to you and you obey it, there's no shame in that. He'll never put you to shame. In fact, if you do what he is asking you to do, he will promote you to honor. That's what it says. Psalm 91 says, I will grant him long life and I will honor him. There is a lifting up that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is wonderful. If you couple that with Psalm 1, in the Amplified, it says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, to be envied is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous. Why? Why would a person who is walking in the—see, that was another one of the names, wasn't it? His name should be called Wonderful Counselor. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. He's the one that gives us advice, speaks to our hearts as to what we should and should not do. If we will learn to listen to the Holy Spirit within us, even if we don't remember or know every aspect of the Bible, if we will listen to our spirit and not to our heads, but to our spirit, He will never lead us contrary to God's truth. And that truth is what brings us to a place of prosperity and peace, joy and abundance. The life that you live in Christ Jesus is the best possible life you can ever have. I can remember when we were building our building and I was talking with our legal counselor. And his sons were coming of age to go to college. And he was in a dilemma as to where to send them. They were smart, intelligent young men, so they had their choice of universities. And he was wondering which university, which of the Ivy League schools to send his sons to. And he was just talking, and he said, it's very important where they go to school because they're going to develop friends, and many of their friends will have parents who are wealthy, are in positions of importance. They'll be able to give them a leg up, so to speak, in their life in years to come. It's very important where you go to college. And I don't necessarily disagree with that, but at the same time, the Bible says promotion is from the Lord. And when He blesses, there's no curse coming with it. The Bible talks about having money that's not good money and how there is a curse with it, and that the curse is in the house of the unrighteous. And people who try to do it the world's way and think that they are going to have a really good, prosperous life, many times that just blows up in their face. And you don't know about it unless you're reading the National Enquirer or something. But if you do, and if you look at the lives of these people who have sold out to the world and its system, and they're not giving over to God Almighty, who is wonderful, who is the Counselor, who is the Everlasting Father, who is the Prince of Peace. That's one of the gifts that He brings into our lives, is the peace of God. And what price that? I don't care if you have $10 billion. If you don't have peace, what good is it? If you're filled with guilt, fear, frustration, what good is it? The person that lives in a little one-room shack out in the middle of Appalachia and has the Lord Jesus Christ and has a wife that loves him, some children that surround him, that person is going to have a better life than a person with all the material things that this world offers. And so, you know, I look back over my life and I say, what would I do differently? Not a whole lot, because I have been pretty cognizant of the leadership of the Lord, been pretty good about obeying the Word of God, and He has blessed me. He has given me counsel, and my life in Christ is wonderful. Carmen is going to sing His Name Is Wonderful.
All ages, oh my. Isaiah said, his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Jesus, the only name given unto man whereby a man can be saved. For the Scripture says, he has given us a name that is high above all other names, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
His name is wonderful.
His name.
So here's the question. How are you? How you doing today? Proper answer, you have a whole option, whole range of options. You can say, I'm blessed, I'm happy, I'm fortunate, I'm prosperous, I'm to be envied. Or you can just simply say, I'm really wonderful. You know, I was preaching the Word of God and the different blessings that Jesus purchased for us on the cross that are ours, obtainable by faith. And I had somebody come up to me and say, well, you're asking me to lie when you want me to say everything is wonderful, everything is good, when it's really not. And so I went home. I started thinking about that. Is that right, Lord? I'm asking people to lie whenever they're under oppression of some kind? And I'm encouraging them to answer, I'm blessed, I'm happy, I'm fortunate, I'm prosperous. And the Spirit of God spoke to my heart and said, what is the truth? What is the truth? That's what Pilate asked Jesus, you know. And Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. And then the first chapter of the book of John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then on down it says that the Word became flesh. That's talking about Jesus. If Jesus is the truth, then the Word, which is him, is also the truth. And so when you speak the Word of God about yourself, you're speaking the truth. How are you? You are wonderful.